Should not happen. There's a Rabbi Akiva. It's brought from. That's what the pasuk says. So it says as follows. The sinner is belev. So it says. I don't see the bracket over here. Anyway, we'll just read it as it is. A little bit it's put in.
Before, after the shin of shame.
I can't see it. Oh, I got it. I can't. There's a bigger copy. I'm sorry. I apologize. Okay. Thank you, Rabbi Berger. He knew this would happen. Okay. So it says, Ein avo ela belev. Avo is belev. Shenema, v'ahavtes Hashem elikecha b'chol levavcha. Avo is with the heart. Ve'ein sino ela belev. Shenema, lo sista sachicha b'levavcha. And sin is also belev because lo sista sachicha. Where? What's the source of sinner? What's the place where this sinner is manufactured, so to speak? B'levavcha. Lefikoch ein hakodesh baruch hu tzoyfe ela lalev. Therefore, hakodesh baruch hu only looks to the lev. That's what he examines. That's what he looks. Shenemar, ki odam yiru leinayim, Hashem yiru lelevov. A person sees leinayim. That's a pasuk in Shmuel, and it's referring there that Hashem tells the Novi Shmuel that you don't see as far as I do. You see what it appears on the leinayim. Everything looks like this person is roi to be a melech. Hashem yiru lelevov. Hashem sees beyond that. But it seems from the Chazal over here that it's not just learning that Hashem sees beyond. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu tzoyfe elo lelev. HaKadosh Baruch Hu only looks at the lev. Because Hashem yira lelev means not that Hashem can see in the heart and you can't, but Hashem looks at the heart. He's not looking mashanira le'enayim. That's the way Chazal learned that posuk. He's looking Hashem yira lelev. L'chayra, what it means is because when you talk about evaluating a person, if you know that this v'havtes Hashem lokecho is belev, avas Hashem is belev, sino beinol machaveroi is belev. So the lev is really the organ, the source of control of everything that happens. I mean, the lev goes so far. We know v'havtes Hashem lokecho b'chol levovcho, b'chol nafshecho, b'chol meidecho. Levovcho, Rashi says, he brings to shnei yitzorecho from the Mishnah, and nafshecho afilu hu neitel es nafshecho. My love is so acute, is so intense, that I love Hashem so much. I'm so rejoicing in His milus and feeling that desire to bring nachas ruach to Hashem, that even b'shas He's taking my life, I feel this feeling because that love is so deep. And mechol meidecho, mechol mido, mido. So if a person's heart is full with avas Hashem, or a person is heart is pure from sino and rather full of avo, that's really the essence of the person. So what this says seems to say is that if we want to cover all our bases, so to speak, if we wanted to be lotzeis yidei shomayim, if we wanted to be to play it safe in our avodas Hashem, the eager emphasis has to be on the chayvus halavovos, the those things that are going on in the heart, whether it's the avo, the benol mamokim, whether it's the sino or the avo, after lorecho kamoicho, the benol machaveroi. That's really what HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at the most, because Chazal say rachmona liba boy. The Torah wants heart. That's really what it's all about. It all emanates from the heart. When the heart is good, then everything else is going to fall into place. When a person has love, when a person has sensitivity, then the things, you know, sometimes people do chasodim, and they're not so difficult. But we wouldn't think of doing them, because the heart is not into it. Physically, I could do it. It's not so bad. I do some of the chasodim that some of these great people would do. But I'd never think of it. The heart has to be there. The essence is the heart. If that's the case, if that's really what HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at, and he says, L'fikoch ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu tzoyfe elo lelev. And that's how he learns Pshat in the Pasuk, Hashem Yira Lelevov, not Bashi Nira Leinayim. He's not looking at the outside. The outside, the actions, or the inactions, or the inappropriate actions, that's not what it's about. It's about what's inside the heart. If that's the case, then certainly the most prudent thing that we could do is to work on the Chayvus HaLevavos. That the Chayvus HaLevavos are really, really the essence of everything. And just take for one example, actually from the Chayvus HaLevavos, right at the very beginning, he talks about bitochen. And he says the benefits of bitochen, menuchas nafshoi, bitochen ba'alekecho, kmo she'eved chayv leftoach al adoinov. A person who doesn't put his trust in Hashem is perforce trusting someone else. Because I assume the pshat is that the human being, we have to trust. We wake up in the morning, we trust that we could sit up on the bed. We trust that we could stand up. We trust that we could walk. We trust that we could talk. We trust that we're going to have breakfast. Hopefully there'll be breakfast available. We trust all of these things. And so who are you trusting? If you're not trusting Hashem, you're trusting something else. And then what happens? He says, and he's finished. That has no power whatsoever. So the essence is that a person has to realize that everything that he trusts, because life is built, every breath of life is built on trusting that I'm going to be able to eat and to breathe and to live and to walk and to talk and to exist. All of that has to be focused on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's what's belev, that's bitochen. How do you get there? So l'chayr, it's a portion of tachbula. If a person would learn Musa, so he has to realize that I am trusting bizulosai. I'm trusting on my strength to be able to do certain things. I'm trusting on my smarts to be able to do certain things. I'm trusting on my money to be able to do certain things. I'm trusting on my business prowess to be able to do certain things. I'm trusting on my political connections to be able to do certain things. I'm even trusting on my tefillah to be able, that's called iyun tefillah. A person has to realize there's nothing. Negate all of the false trusts. And the mela, it sounds like, a person will come to trust in Hashem because we have to trust. We can't function for a moment without trust. And when we've negated all the other forces, then we have to trust that Kodesh Baruch. And this is just one example of how we can deal with the Chayvus HaLevavos. And if the essence is the Chayvus HaLevavos, then we have to put so much emphasis in Musar to be able to get to the heart, to focus on the heart, to see what's going on in the heart. You know, I'm very fond of a story that I like to tell. A woman went to the Briska Rav's youngest son-in-law, Yankel Schiff. She asked him for a brocha. A few years ago this was. And he didn't want it. Finally he said, okay, on one condition. If the brocha is mekuyim, you're going to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not me. That idea, that a brocha. No, a bracha, the bracha is, it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A bracha from a tzaddik, the tefillah of a tzaddik. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be memale. Al tiftuch benedivim. The only reason the Meiri says, lechachomim, you can trust Ashluchim, is because they're going to remind you constantly that Rebisha will help you. They're not going to let you think that it's them. We have to constantly negate all of the shluchim, all of the false trust, the false props of trust that we have, so that we should be able to focus that. And that's the Chayvus HaLevavos. And in that way, we've used this tachpulas, we use this Musa Seder to be able to bring about one aspect of the Chayvus HaLevavos, which is the Midas HaBitochen, and we have to work with everything like that. And that's really the Avoida. And if that's the case, then I think that the Musa Seder becomes much more important than maybe we ever realized. Because actions are really cheap. You could do it, and you could not do it. And for most people, there's a certain level of decision and control. Some people have more trouble than others, but there's a certain level of decision and control that we have. I decide I want to do it. I decide I'm going to do it. I decide I'm getting up on time for the minyan. I decide I'm coming to learn on time. I decide I'm whatever it may be. I made a decision and I act according to that decision. That's easier. But to be metapel with the heart, to do heart surgery, we don't know if it's open heart surgery, maybe it's closed heart surgery, but it's to get into the heart, to make the Rachmana Liboboy, to get to that point where Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tzoyfe Elel Alev, and therefore I want to correct everything in the Lev, requires intense learning of Musa. And therefore I thought that it would be Kedai just to re-emphasize how the Musa Seder is maybe the most critical time of day that everybody has to participate with it fully, because that's where you reach the heart. Otherwise, we're too busy. The heart is sort of taken for granted. We're busy running around all day. Could be the running around helps for the heart in a physical sense, do a lot of exercise and activity, but it doesn't help in a spiritual sense. And therefore, we have to. Therefore, I thought it should be very poshut that as soon as Mincha is over, that everybody sits down to learn Musa. If they need a break could come after the Musa Seder. We've done it. It was necessary for many to have chavrusas just to make it easier for some. But there should be some time where we also spend with ourselves, just trying to communicate with our hearts, just trying to do what the Bali Musa teach us, that to traverse the longest distance in the world, which is a distance from here, what I know with my seichel, to here, what I feel with my heart. And when I think that Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tzoyfe Elo Lalev, that's Hashem Yira Lalevo, that Hashem is looking, because that's the true measurement. The true measurement of a person is his heart. The true measurement of a person's, of his person's ruchnius, of a person's avidus Hashem, to predict the future, to understand the present, to strengthen it, it's all in the heart. If the heart is good, everything will fall into place. And therefore we have to work on the heart. And the heart cannot be taken for granted. The heart needs a lot of work. There's a lot of confusion in the heart. There are negias that blind the heart. There's midas that blind the heart. There's a midas ha'atzlus can affect one way, the midas ha'gaiva can affect another way, the midas ha'anova can affect another way. As rizos can move in a certain way, and atzlus this way. So it's work. And therefore I think that the Musa Seder has to become like the most critical ingredient in my life. If Rachmona Liboboy, that's what Hashem wants. He wants heart. If what HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at, after everything is said and done, Hashem evaluates, the heart is good. And in Beinol Machaveira, V'haftarecho Kamoicho, L'sisa Sachicho Bilbovecho, then that's where the work has to be. And that work can only be accomplished through a serious efforts put in the learning, in the chokhmah, in the musabis pilus, and in the actions of chinuch hamusa. All of these things can only be accomplished if there's really taken serious musa. And therefore, I think that the musa should be right after mincha, to sit down immediately, have a half hour, and to take full advantage of it. And I'm sure that the results will be very, very significant and very worthwhile.